Centralizētais eksāmens angļu valodā 9. klasē.
Hello. This is the listening part of your exam in English. It will consist of 3 tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Speaker 1.
The first paid job of my life was as a paperboy. I woke up at night when everyone else was still fast asleep, and I delivered newspapers in the summer to houses in my local neighborhood. You might think it was tough for a teenager, but I managed quite well, and it was also a lot of fun. It was my first real job, and I learned to give energy and time to work, overcome difficulties, and most importantly, go through tough tasks.
Speaker 2.
I got my first summer job when I was 16 as I went to work as an assistant gardener and landscaper. The first day was tough as I stayed out under the hot sun and spent 8 hours working outside. There were times when it was really boring. But later, a high school friend joined in on the job, which made it a lot more fun. Looking back, I think we both learned a lot about the value of hard work and getting things done.
Speaker 3.
My first job was at a restaurant. It was a great experience, which helped me learn how to manage tasks, work with a team, and serve customers quickly. I got good at doing many things at once and solving problems. Being patient and adaptable was important too. It was a rewarding experience that shaped how I work in my present job.
Speaker 4.
I had my first job at the local fish factory. I had various responsibilities, such as inspecting and sorting fish fillets, packing them into boxes, and stacking the boxes onto pallets. It was extremely boring, not to mention the smell. But it was the best money I had ever earned. I was going to college after that summer, so I needed the money. I learned how to put up with things that I don't like in order to get a greater reward. Going to college and getting an education.
Speaker 5.
My first work was in a retail store, and it provided me with a variety of experiences. I had to work as an assistant, a security guard, a personal shopper, or a stylist. I spoke with a wide range of customers. Some individuals were nice, but others had an unpleasant attitude, which often spoiled the day. I also learned how to help clients, deal with cash, and organize inventory.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Speaker 1.
The first paid job of my life was as a paperboy. I woke up at night when everyone else was still fast asleep, and I delivered newspapers in the summer to houses in my local neighborhood. You might think it was tough for a teenager, but I managed quite well. And it was also a lot of fun. It was my first real job, and I learned to give energy and time to work, overcome difficulties, and most importantly, go through tough tasks.
Speaker 2.
I got my first summer job when I was 16 as I went to work as an assistant gardener and landscaper. The first day was tough as I stayed out under the hot sun and spent 8 hours working outside. There were times when it was really boring. But later, a high school friend joined in on the job, which made it a lot more fun. Looking back, I think we both learned a lot about the value of hard work and getting things done.
Speaker 3.
My first job was at a restaurant. It was a great experience, which helped me learn how to manage tasks, work with a team, and serve customers quickly. I got good at doing many things at once and solving problems. Being patient and adaptable was important too. It was a rewarding experience that shaped how I work in my present job.
Speaker 4.
I had my first job at the local fish factory. I had various responsibilities, such as inspecting and sorting fish fillets, packing them into boxes, and stacking the boxes onto pallets. It was extremely boring, not to mention the smell. But it was the best money I had ever earned. I was going to college after that summer, so I needed the money. I learned how to put up with things that I don't like in order to get a greater reward. Going to college and getting an education.
Speaker 5.
My first work was in a retail store, and it provided me with a variety of experiences. I had to work as an assistant, a security guard, a personal shopper, or a stylist. I spoke with a wide range of customers. Some individuals were nice, but others had an unpleasant attitude, which often spoiled the day. I also learned how to help clients, deal with cash, and organize inventory.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Are you one of those students who picks a playlist before even reaching for a book? Or do you find any kind of noise, even your favorite band, distracting when trying to get down to studies? Here are some people expressing their views on listening to music while studying. First on, Dr. Nick Jones.
I think that listening to music while studying, no matter how much you love or hate the sound, is likely to affect serial recall. In other words, your memory, necessary for tasks ranging from mental arithmetic to language learning. Also, I found that music containing lyrics is especially troublesome during any task involving reading.
Let's move on to the people who actually study. Aliyah.
Studying can mean different things. Sometimes it requires an active approach. Sometimes there is a need to concentrate and be patient in order to go through your notes or learn something by heart. In this case, nothing else but classical music is a helpful companion for me. Although there are some times when I like studying in silence, I can remember several moments which involved math formulas to be used for problem solving or notes to be typed up, when my brain was stimulated by the sound of hard rock.
Next is John.
As far as music goes, I like listening to relaxing and gentle songs. However, when I am studying, I firmly avoid listening to anything as I am easily distracted. That said, I do enjoy a song or two between tasks just to refresh my mind. I also like to listen to songs that have really strong lyrics, like Eye of the Tiger, before I deal with really tough tasks.
Next on, Felix.
Listening to music while studying is a lot like ordering a chill pill. You have to know what type of music you need to work best in your current state of mind. You may, like me, have many studying playlists. Over the past 8 years, I built 6 playlists for different scenarios, from You Got This Bro to Inspiring Songs for History, an actual title of a playlist I created.
And last but not least, Mrs. Mills.
My practice shows that students see listening to music as a reward, and they reject the idea that the brain loses focus when multitasking. When they listen to music, when they write essays, my students usually begin working immediately and almost always hand in a product which I find okay. But the question remains, would that final product be better if the student was not listening to music?
Thank you all, and what do you think?
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Are you one of those students who picks a playlist before even reaching for a book? Or do you find any kind of noise, even your favorite band, distracting when trying to get down to studies? Here are some people expressing their views on listening to music while studying. First on, Dr. Nick Jones.
I think that listening to music while studying, no matter how much you love or hate the sound, is likely to affect serial recall. In other words, your memory, necessary for tasks ranging from mental arithmetic to language learning. Also, I found that music containing lyrics is especially troublesome during any task involving reading.
Let's move on to the people who actually study. Aliyah.
Studying can mean different things. Sometimes it requires an active approach. Sometimes there is a need to concentrate and be patient in order to go through your notes or learn something by heart. In this case, nothing else but classical music is a helpful companion for me. Although there are some times when I like studying in silence, I can remember several moments which involved math formulas to be used for problem solving or notes to be typed up, when my brain was stimulated by the sound of hard rock.
Next is John.
As far as music goes, I like listening to relaxing and gentle songs. However, when I am studying, I firmly avoid listening to anything as I am easily distracted. That said, I do enjoy a song or two between tasks just to refresh my mind. I also like to listen to songs that have really strong lyrics, like Eye of the Tiger, before I deal with really tough tasks.
Next on, Felix.
Listening to music while studying is a lot like ordering a chill pill. You have to know what type of music you need to work best in your current state of mind. You may, like me, have many studying playlists. Over the past 8 years, I built 6 playlists for different scenarios, from You Got This Bro to Inspiring Songs for History, an actual title of a playlist I created.
And last but not least, Mrs. Mills.
My practice shows that students see listening to music as a reward, and they reject the idea that the brain loses focus when multitasking. When they listen to music, when they write essays, my students usually begin working immediately and almost always hand in a product which I find okay. But the question remains, would that final product be better if the student was not listening to music?
Thank you all. And what do you think?
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2. Go on to task 3. You have 1 minute to read the task.
I've always been a writer and a keen reader. I remember spending all my pocket money on books from all genres, and I've lost count of the works I read in my preteen years. So I believe my love for storytelling comes from there. When I was growing up, my mother recognized my curiosity and encouraged it by buying me diaries to document my life. She also supported my writing because it reminded her of my grandfather, who was known for being a talented speaker and writer. I just kept writing until I realized that there should be a way for me to get paid for the work I was producing, and so I started reaching out to magazines with my ideas. Although the road was quite challenging at the start, I continued submitting my ideas to different editors and gradually created a place for myself in the field. Things progressed from there, and it's been a positive journey ever since. Over time, I understood the difficulties that beginner writers often face, especially often having to do free work. I think it limits the chances of those talented people who don't have the money to support themselves while they are gaining experience. I also understood how lucky I was at the start of my career because my family supported me. At the moment, my life is full of creativity as all my attention goes to working on my first book. I also do freelance work for different publications, which keeps pushing me to explore different topics. Additionally, I'm in the process of getting a higher education as I entered a university a year ago. It's a 3-year program, so I still have 2 years to go, but I'm really determined to get a degree. Looking back at my journey, I would advise the young and hopeful to understand why you are trying to be a writer. Is it fame? Is it money? Creative freedom? None of the answers is better than the others, but the more honest you are, the easier it will be for you to find a place in the industry. Above all, never forget why you wanted to write in the first place, and hold on to that. It is a tough industry, and giving up is the easiest thing you could do. However, keeping writing should be your only option. One person may like your work, another may hate it. Be confident that you have the talent and keep going.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
I've always been a writer and a keen reader. I remember spending all my pocket money on books from all genres, and I've lost count of the works I read in my preteen years. So I believe my love for storytelling comes from there. When I was growing up, my mother recognized my curiosity and encouraged it by buying me diaries to document my life. She also supported my writing because it reminded her of my grandfather, who was known for being a talented speaker and writer. I just kept writing until I realized that there should be a way for me to get paid for the work I was producing, and so I started reaching out to magazines with my ideas. Although the road was quite challenging at the start, I continued submitting my ideas to different editors and gradually created a place for myself in the field. Things progressed from there, and it's been a positive journey ever since. Over time, I understood the difficulties that beginner writers often face, especially often having to do free work. I think it limits the chances of those talented people who don't have the money to support themselves while they are gaining experience. I also understood how lucky I was at the start of my career because my family supported me. At the moment, my life is full of creativity as all my attention goes to working on my first book. I also do freelance work for different publications, which keeps pushing me to explore different topics. Additionally, I'm in the process of getting a higher education as I entered a university a year ago. It's a 3-year program, so I still have 2 years to go, but I'm really determined to get a degree. Looking back at my journey, I would advise the young and hopeful to understand why you are trying to be a writer. Is it fame? Is it money? Creative freedom? None of the answers is better than the others, but the more honest you are, the easier it will be for you to find a place in the industry. Above all, never forget why you wanted to write in the first place and hold on to that. It is a tough industry and giving up is the easiest thing you could do. However, keeping writing should be your only option. One person may like your work, another may hate it. Be confident that you have the talent and keep going.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 3 and the whole listening test.